Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der Wundklon und Unsteinheiler.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance singing in German never, ever, ever, ever gets old. Welcome, everybody. John and Lance on this Wednesday morning for the next 3 hours, along with Dell, here with you on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Busy night for our teams last night. One win, one loss. And it just is heartbreaking to see this. Do you know what a Wander Suero is? I'd never heard of a Wander Suero before. Nope. Last night. I had never heard of a Wander Suero. I swear, I have never heard of that. And then he comes in and just bam, crack, and it's over. But you got to score with a runner on second base and nobody out. More away teams win in extra innings now. Have you seen that stat?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I guess if you jump out, and you're supposed to jump out when you have a runner on second and nobody out, you're supposed to jump out right away, and I think that's been happening more for the visitors. And, the Astros didn't score in their top half of the 10th, and boom, bang, bing, it's over. Zero pitches or zero outs, one run. It's not earned, but bing, boom, bing, it's over. And the Astros lose it 4-3. Yordan is the only, apparently the only guy that is, this guy is just such a monster. And he's the only one that's woken up. His last three or four games have been just fantastic. There's just no consistency, though. You're getting hits. You got guys on. Tucker's 2-for-5. You got a hit out of Bregman, Yiner, McCormick, Abreu. Everybody's getting hits. Jeremy got two. 1-for-3 for Dubon. I don't know why you would ever pinch hit Jonathan Singleton for Dubon, but that happened again, and that's bothersome. But here, you're getting all kinds of hits. You're just not coming up with, there's no merry-go-round. You got to get some runs.
They're not putting it together. I think they could, they could really use, it's so many singles and homers is what you're looking at. They could really use a leadoff walk and then somebody doubles in the gap and just, I don't know. They're just missing that crooked number ability that we've seen in the past with the Astros. Now it's come up and it's gone down, but the single run innings are great if you're scoring a bunch of them, and of course, I don't want to be the one who, because we talked just the other day about, hey, you got to score multiple innings. You can't just put up numbers in one inning and be done with it. Well, it's both. Like, Christian Javier did enough. He's still not where you want him to be. 3 walks yesterday, 4 strikeouts in, 5 1/3? Yeah, 5 1/3. It was okay. This is not a vintage Christian Javier game. Gave up 5 hits, 3 walks. So he gave up 8 base runners in 5 1/3 innings. Not great. 4 strikeouts. Christian Javier is better than that. So I can't say he's on his Christian Javier stuff because he's not. But it's, you'll take it. You'll take it. 2 earned runs. And the bullpen, once again, did their job for the second night in a row. They did what they were supposed to do, which was get you through it. Montero was able to actually get outs. Ryan Pressly only allowed 2 base runners in an inning, which is a positive. 1 walk, 1 hit, and 1 inning. I feel like we're making progress.
No runs, okay? No runs.
I know. I said I feel like he's got his ERA down to 11.57. Josh Hader continues his dominant run. He still has, it's a 6 ERA. But he was able to start a streak of an inning scoreless, which was good. Actually, I think it's 2 straight appearances where he hasn't allowed.
Straight. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, no. That's not 2 straight. It's 1 straight.
Well, 1 in a row. There you go. It's off
one
to
in
a start.
Row after no, having no 3 strikeouts. In a row where he had given up runs.
and no strikeouts in that run. What did you think of, and now all of a sudden, man.
Yeah, he ended a strikeout in his last three appearances, three innings, no strikeouts.
What did you think of Caratini batting for Abreu, pinch hitting?
I liked it.
I know, right?
The guy had a home run the game before, so good enough for me.
He can rake a little bit. A left-handed bat, you're not getting any production out of those two. If Caratini all of a sudden, now there is a lot of talk about Joey Loperfido now. He had another nice night last night. I think he walked three times. But his OPS is over 1,000. He's playing first base now. He's got a couple, three or four starts now at first base. And there's a lot of talk that maybe, I mean, you're going to have to eat two more years of Abreu, 2 years of this at 19 and a half each. But, I mean, what do you want to win or do you want to just have him make outs? Boy, he looks awful. I mean, it is awful. The pitches that he's swinging at, it just is, it's sad, really.
Well, I mean, look, you don't, the problem you run into, if you're a cover your ass organization, then you let a mistake beat you twice. And the mistake is the contract, and then the second mistake is playing them all the time because you're trying to validate the contract. Don't let a mistake beat you twice. If he's not the right guy, if you decide he's not the right guy, then suck it up and just deal with the money part of it. Don't let him beat you on the field, too, with bad at-bats. So, I don't think – now, John, I don't think Jim Crane, I don't think Jeff Bagwell, I don't think Reggie Jackson, I'm going with the power trio. I don't think Dana Brown, and I don't think that Joe Espada are going to give up on Abreu right away. They're not going to do that. But the reality is most of the time that Jose Abreu has been an Astro, it's been – below average to bad. And I know we can all live with that 1 6-week run, 7 week run, and think that that's who he is, but everything else will tell you that was the outlier.
You're 4-8, okay? And I know it's early, it's 12 games in, you're not even a tenth through the season yet.
It's 4-8, and we haven't even hit the lead story. Story is Framber Valdez went on the IL yesterday.
Yeah.
So what
they
were hoping was going to be just a short little everything's fine. Now he's on the 15-day IL. So the lead story is you're 4-8 with Verlander's not back yet. You already know Garcia. Well, but look, what you need to know is three guys who are supposed to be there pitching for you this year. Verlander's out. Framber's now out for 15 days. And Urquidy, we don't have new news on it, but it doesn't feel good. We know he's going to be out for a while, at least. Well, there's three of your five who are gone.
Yeah, and now you got Spencer Arrighetti coming up. So you got some Italian.
It starts today.
Yeah,
he's immediately starting.
Everybody else gets pushed back, and thankfully so. I guess Arrighetti was on. This was on his schedule, so he gets to come up now. Who knows who's in schedule in Sugarland next? Because the other day we got a Henley or a Handley or whatever he was, and Blair, and it was his day to pitch in Sugarland. So today's his day to pitch in Sugarland. So he gets to pitch today for the Houston Astros. That's how we're doing it now. Whoever was supposed to pitch in Sugarland gets to pitch now for the Houston Astros.
Ari Alexander with Channel 2, who does a good job of hustling out there. I think he's a former baseball player. He put scouting report on Arrighetti. Four-seam fastball with good vertical action. Think Javier style, 93 to 94 miles an hour. Big sweeper, 2,700-plus spin rate, 79 to 80 miles an hour. High spin curveball can get to 3,000 rotations. Average 2,800. Cutter at 87 to 88. Changeup at 85 to 86. Get swing and misses. Can nibble and get in trouble with walks. So,
well, that's all I hear when you give me high spin rate on his fastball and curveball. Tommy John, that's what I hear. That's all I hear, all right? Because all the kids are doing these days.
Yeah.
That's what they're all doing, little Tommy John. Spencer Arrighetti tonight. But you know what? Everybody was really pleased with him early on at spring training, so we'll see whether or not Spencer Arrighetti can come up and do some damage here at the big league level. The Royals are playing good baseball right now. They're the Royals. We know where they'll be. The Astros are not playing good baseball right now, but we know where they'll be at the end of the season. But it's just it's so frustrating. Look at the rotation. I mean, we talked about this yesterday with the five guys that you've got on the IL. That rotation is as good is probably seventh, eighth, ninth best in the big leagues. With Garcia, if he was back to Urquidy, with McCullers, with Fromber, and with JV. I mean, are you kidding me? That's all IL, and the Astros now they still got a nice rotation. If you want to know the truth, but it's not. Hunter Brown better start coming through. That's going to be a key to this season. Hunter Brown actually being able to pitch a little bit this year. He's got to be wearing on him a little bit because last year he just wasn't good. He's coming into this year with a horrible start to start his season. So he's got to be better. And we got the American League pitcher of the we got the American League player of the week in Rennell. So. Here we go. Astros lose again. Rockets win. That's a pretty good basketball team over there, the Orlando Magic. And the Rockets just took care of that business. Jumped out early to an 11-point lead and just cruised the rest of the way and beat the Magic by 12. We'll hear from Ime a little bit. We talk about this team, Lance, and the toughness that they've gotten. Ime addressed it. We got another technicals last night, and he's leading the world in technicals. Ime is, and so that's our the coach, and the team takes on his tenor, and he ain't afraid of it. He's not afraid of technicals. We'll hear from him on the other side about his team's toughness and the technicals. But first, let's break it quickly here. 713-780-3776. Anybody wants to get in here? You got to talk about Vanderford.
Yeah, Vanderford Air. They came out to my home a couple of weeks ago, and it was great. I got the checkpoint system that they have. It's something that's very affordable, but it's also very necessary because they will go through your entire system and give you a report on everything. Take pictures. I mean, it's really Will did a great job of running me through everything. There were some small things where a bracket had come loose in my actual system. And there was something that so they had to put the bracket back on to put the whatever this thing was back in place. Then they showed me exposed wires I had where I had a yard guy come out and he used, I guess, whenever he had his little, his clippers that he uses to cut around the area, it cut into a protective shield that were supposed to protect the wires, and there were exposed wires. And I was very, very close to just shorting out the whole system, which would have been a disaster. They rewrapped it. I'm glad they found that. They cleaned out my emergency system, which was full of, I hadn't done that in 3 years. It was full of just mold and just, or whatever it was, algae. It was gross. And that was just on the verge of backing up and becoming water all over my attic. I mean, it's little things like that that you really need to look into. And, of course, I had them install a whole home dehumidifier, and now my humidity in my home is sitting at about 52%. That's a low dew point, ladies and gentlemen. That means I'm comfortable in my home. They can fix your air conditioning issues, or they can get a new one installed for you completely from the ground floor up so that you are comfortable. And not only that, you're efficient coming up this nasty summer we're going to have. So make sure that you have an efficient system with a brand new unit if that's what you need that fits your home, or you get fixed what needs to be fixed at a very fair and reasonable price. Never any emergency fees, never any overnight, overtime charges. That's not the way they work. 281-557-COOL. I finally found you an air conditioning system or a company that you can trust. It's Vanderford Air. 281-557-COOL.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So for the first time, I heard Dell this morning, Lance, when he said 30 seconds all right, to your commercial.
Yeah.
I was trying to get on for most of the morning, and nobody was there. You have a theory about what was going on there?
I think there's an outside chance that Dell may have, at a CVS, attacked a homeless man who was laying too close to the red box, and he was trying to get a movie out of the red box.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a movie out of red box, and he may have pulled a little Terrence Jones and just gently nudged the man away with his foot and leg so that he could get The Notebook, starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
I don't have that. I don't need to do that. I have a hard copy of that at home.
Oh.
Well, so do you have any proof of this, or you just think this is what happened?
It's a theory, right?
It's a theory he's working on.
It's a theory I'm working on right now.
Do you want to report me to the police for gently nudging a homeless man?
Not yet. You never do that stuff until you have enough evidence. I've learned this from watching shows, Dell. You know this, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go too quickly until you have enough to get the conviction.
So how are you going to gather evidence?
I'm going to head out to...
You don't even know what CVS.
Where you live. I'm going out to the Baytown CVS's.
Oh, sure, you should do that and see what you gather. Go out to the Baytown CVS.
And see what I...
A CVS I've never been to in my life.
No, he's from Alvin.
I'm not from Alvin. From Alvin. I did go to school in Alvin, but I'm not from Alvin.
Well, then you're from there.
You missed, man. There was a bad storm in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah?
Woke me up. Yeah, lightning, thunder. It was, yeah, it was bad. Supposedly there were going to be tornadoes in it and all that. Hopefully, I don't know, I haven't heard anything, but... Hopefully everything ended up okay with that storm. I don't know. So you missed that one. You haven't missed anything else. Just been overcast, humid. Oh, we had an eclipse while you were gone.
I saw it.
We had an eclipse here. Oh, did you? Oh, was it where you were too? Okay.
We had one here too.
Yeah, we had an eclipse. It was kind of a baby eclipse. And then I was hoping they'd run it back, but they didn't run it back yesterday.
We saw it better here in Dallas. I speak fluent Dallas now.
By the way, you're pictures of you showed up on TV last night.
So I heard. I heard about that. I saw it.
Where were his seats?
Literally right behind the glass. Behind
his cousin.
Behind the dugout.
Yeah. What do you mean the baseball? I thought he was at a hockey game.
Yeah, it is. I call it a dugout.
You mean the bench?
Yeah, they also call it. They also use the phrase.
No, they really don't.
No, they don't.
Well, they should.
Right. Right. But
behind the bench?
I was right behind. Right, I mean, he was standing in front of me the whole game. Yeah.
Why would visiting team get that good of seats?
Friend of the opposing coach.
When you go online.
The opposing coach gets seats that good?
He didn't get those seats. We went online and bought them.
We?
Yeah.
Who's
me
we?
Me and Justin.
You and Frankie?
Me? No, Frankie didn't go. Frankie was at the Devils game last night.
Hockey family now?
Yeah.
The first family of hockey in Houston?
First family of hockey in Houston.
I'm not sure if you know this, but yeah, got a Hall of Famer in the family.
Well, we're talking about your particular family.
Well, the Granato name.
Well, sure.
Oh, but there was a guy behind me that was just screaming about the entire third period at Donnie. Granato, you suck! You suck. Do something.
Do you know he was talking about Donnie or you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't sure.
Was that a Houston listener? Granato.
He kept saying, Granato, you suck. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, you're a little aggressive listener.
Was it Yanni?
It wasn't Yanni.
Okay.
It could have been.
Could have been one of your friends.
But this guy was bowed up. I was going to say something like, what the would you like him
was
to do?
Was it Rowdy Yates?
It wasn't Rowdy Yates.
Okay.
But the dude was pretty bowed up, and he was screaming at him, and he's like, do something! And I'm like, okay, do you want him to go out on the ice, or what would you like him to do?
Switch up the lines or something.
Hey, you guys, you've never seen this, but it is amazing the line shift changes. It is, I mean, it's amazing how quick, and you're on the ice for sometimes, and a lot of times, less than a minute. And guys are coming in and out and in and out. The coordination, we can't do a snap without Laramie Tunsil jumping offside. The coordination that they have on line shifts, it's amazing. It really is. Me and Justin were like, holy crap, this is, I don't know how guys can, they know exactly, because I didn't see him once going, okay, line one, line two, one, line three. I didn't, it just is, it just happens. It's pretty impressive, actually. And without, you know, without messing it up, in hockey, you know, the guy gets to still be on the ice when you jump over the bench and you get into the game. It's a little bit different, but there it is. It's pretty cool, actually. I never been right there behind the bench like that. There's a lot that goes into it. They lost last night 3-2, and they've fallen. They're still right there at 500, but people are not. We had a listener who was in. Oh, that's the other thing about this. Holy crap, guys! Their American Airlines Center and Globe Life Stadium. Forget the stadiums, which are better than our stadiums. Their stadiums are better than our stadiums. I really like Globe Life a lot, although Minute Maid is great. It's fine, and the Toyota Center is good. It's not great, but it's not good. But their setups there, they have. I mean, you want to talk? There's all kinds of stores and bars, and especially at Globe Life. At Globe Life, they have a bar that is. It is amazing. The TV wall must be 40 feet high with, I don't know, 30 TVs on it. And it's just amazing. And it's the same, not nearly as big, but at the American Airlines Arena, they're set up for pre- and post-games with bars and food and everything you could possibly. It's amazing.
Is this for everybody, or do you have to have a special pass?
No, for everybody. Everybody who goes into the arenas.
Including the TVs?
You should have seen how many people at Globe Life, the Rangers game on Monday night, watching the NCAA at these bars. And in Arlington, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's right by Six Flags, and it's right by AT&T Stadium. It's not like it's downtown with destination where people live there. And it was packed. And it's like 12 bars. It's amazing how... It is so good. Now, you go to Toyota Center. What do you got there? You got China Garden across the street, but you don't have anywhere. I mean, there's very little places to go. This setup that they have here.
Well, no, there's some places around there. I mean, you may have to walk over near. There's more over by Minute Maid.
It's not even. It's
There's
it's,
more near Minute Maid, but yeah, no, oof. I'm sure it's not even close.
Well, and even Minute Maid, the bus is shut. I mean, it's.
I thought you were joking, Lance. Yeah, earlier in the week, you kept calling him Dallas Johnny and Chachi Johnny.
Oh, no, he loves it so much. Why didn't he move there?
Ooh-wee.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying, we got to pick it up. We need to pick it up.
Take some businesses out of. You know, there's a lot more around Minute Maid Park than you're giving it credit for, though. Jim Crane. Yeah, there's more.
Well, Jim Crane has his restaurants. He's got a couple of restaurants right there.
Zochi is there, which you know what, is a nationally renowned
restaurant.
What
I've heard Jim Crane wants to do is, and I don't know if it's going to come to fruition, but that he was going to cover Texas Avenue and make it a giant plaza kind of bar thing going on right there, right in front of Minute Maid. I don't know where that is on how it's happening, but he bought up that land from the bus and whatnot, and hopefully he creates that kind of atmosphere and pregame. I'm telling you, we've gone to a lot of parks. For the first round of the playoffs, a lot of parks, and we're behind on that, and we got to catch up on that, because it could be a great destination pre and post our games that we don't have yet. We just don't.
Yeah,
have
but they're it. Not. Who's going to buy and develop all that stuff?
Jim Crane is. He's already bought up a bunch of land right
around.
So
he's going to do all that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's ownership doing it, that's no problem.
Yeah. Or
fans don't want to pay for that anymore.
No. You're not paying for that. That's going to be bar business.
Right.
But it's really impressive what they've done around the stadiums.
I think, you know, just in full disclosure, I've said this before, but not for a while. So I went out isn't 2000 Mattress Mac sent me out with listeners, and we went to the Final Four in Indianapolis. Conseco Fieldhouse, and it was listeners of 610 at the time, and it was 2000. The Flintstones were playing from Michigan State against Florida, and I don't remember who else was in it, But anyway, one of the reasons was because the initiative for a new basketball stadium from the Summit had been defeated by the voters. The voters had approved, they had approved baseball for Minute Maid Park. They had defeated basketball for the Rockets. And there was a concern, you know, Les Alexander was talking about potentially having to move, and Mattress Mack was very in with the Rockets at that point. And so he wanted, I guess, me to talk about how great it was, the getting the new stadium and yada, 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 to help, you know, to help sway listeners or whatever the case was. And I went to Conseco, and I was pretty blown away. Conseco was, you know, they kept the old school Indiana feel. And if you've never been there, the way it's built more, instead of out, it's built more up. So there's great, you know, it's funny, the game that we saw, we didn't go, the game that we saw on Saturday, we'd gone to a basketball game, or on, was it Friday or, no, it was Saturday afternoon we went, and it was the USA youth, you know, 18 and under team taking on the international 18 and under. Tony Parker was the point guard for the international, for France. He was 18 years old, and we got to watch Tony Parker. But regardless, the thing was, when I went to Conseco, I thought, man, this is great. And I talked about it when on the radio. And when they built the stadium and I went in Toyota, I was like, this is so wide. Like, it's built outwards. It should have been more vertical. You know, it should have been built upwards because it keeps you closer to the floor. So when you said that about Toyota Center is just okay, I'm in complete agreement. I mean, I don't think it's bad, but I don't think the fans are as close to the action as need to be.
It doesn't have character. It doesn't really, you know, like, I've been to this stadium before, American Airlines before, and now I will say this, the seats are tighter than, I mean, I remember I told you guys when I went to see Real Madrid play that the seats, it's amazing. They're smaller people, those Spaniards. They're a little smaller than we are. So I was sitting in the seat like, holy crap, y'all are right on top of each other. It was a lot like that. I had a big girl sitting next to me, and it was like, oh, my God, she could barely get into the seat. I mean, barely fit into it. And so, actually, Justin and I went and got beers and came back. By the way, they had Miller Lite there, and so that was much better than having to drink Modelo's last night. But got back, and Justin ended up going in the line first, and he sat next to her all night. That was kind of funny. Anyway, so we got to break it here. We'll get to that email.
Justin lost out because he had to sit next to
Porky, Hog, Fat Ass, Double Wide, Butterball.
That's what you're saying?
You weren't. It wasn't about the hockey?
I didn't say that. You said that, though.
No, you said big girl, and then you started laughing because Justin had to sit next to her.
He did. Okay, time to talk about Underdog.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy. So yesterday was a tough one because you have in-game. How about this? In-game fantasy or in-game pick'em challenges where they will alter the points scored, points, rebounds, assists, whatever. Like, there could be 5-6 different statistics. And so whatever they're sitting at now, Underdog has their own algorithm where they will change that number. So remember, you can start a brand new one in the middle of watching a game that's in the process of going on and pick whether or not Altuve will have, you know, a run scored. It may be at 0.5, and you can still get it. But the odds, if we're in the third or fourth inning, now the odds are 3 times, for example. Sometimes you'll see things at over 5 times the odds. And so you pick between 2 and 5. But just remember, you can win big. I had a friend of mine who played. He had Ellie De La Cruz to score a run. And De La Cruz, and this is in the sixth inning, it was at 5.7 times the play. It had a chili pepper there. He played that and one other one. And his $15 play turned into $300. He won $300 just by winning 2 plays. Listen, you can win 100 times your original action. And all you have to do is pick between 2 and 5 players. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, and it's real money. So you got a chance to win real money. Now, I'm going to start you off with some free money by telling you, if you use promo code Lance, they're going to double your original deposit up to $100. So they'll match your deposit up to $100, and anything you deposit beyond that, they don't match. But this is a great way to watch the Masters and play along with it. Yes, they've got golf on there. They've got UFC. They've got pro basketball. And, of course, they have baseball and football as well. It's all available at Underdog Fantasy, the leader in the space. UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code Lance. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Hey, before we get back to sports, John, I want to tell you I didn't mention this. You know, my wife went to go see the totality of the eclipse or whatever in Kerrville, and she had some pictures. It looked pretty cool, whatever. It took her 7 hours to get back. That's usually a four-hour trip. It took her an extra 3 hours to get back. It was a seven-hour drive to get back. I told her what you said about the store you're at, where it was supposed to be one of the most traveled days of the year. And I guess that ended up being the case.
In Houston? U.S. history. In U.S. history.
That's incredible. But I can tell you this. In Houston, I went to pick my kids up from school. I've got to go down 59 North and exit the spur. And I do it at, you know, about 4 o'clock. There was nothing. I mean, I've never gotten there so fast. I was able to get there, stop at a place, grab something to eat as an early dinner, and then pick the kids. It was unbelievable. And then coming back, it was nothing. It was that day. I don't know how many people in Houston were gone for this, but I have never seen. It was like there was a holiday.
Like the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. I guess there were more people who left Houston to go see this than I thought.
I think I'm a bad person, but I kind of enjoyed pandemic. Because how the roadways were.
I think
were
I'm
all
a bad
empty.
Person, but I kind of enjoyed the pandemic, John just said.
Yeah, well, he has said this
super
in the past.
Super stressful for me.
He has said this in the past and didn't think, hey, maybe I should stop saying this.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep
saying
it.
I don't like it. He doesn't say it. He says it out loud.
Well, but the roads were
empty.
Yeah, but what's your day like? The roads are empty when you drive to work anyway. What's the difference? Yeah.
And
but
if you got to stop at a stoplight, you just blow
through
it because you say the rules don't apply to you in the morning, you said.
Well, not sometimes. Yes.
Yes.
They apply to me.
So how did the pandemic affect your traffic patterns?
Well, I mean, because we were going up to Wood Forest a lot, and that's pretty far.
Golf.
Up
okay.
there. And, you know, you don't have any traffic. It's so much nicer. It's just such a better life.
So here's an article from HoustonPublicMedia.com. Houston National's building hotel entertainment district near Minute Maid. And Art says, when did it start changing from going to the stadium for an event to providing bars, restaurants, Louis Vuitton stores for Americans with ADD? Hey, let's leave ADD out of it with the event secondary. It's
the event's
frankly
not secondary. It's all part
it's
of the event.
It's the experience, yeah.
It's a part of the experience, Art.
Do you know Sugar Bowl was like that, John? And I would have never expected this. There's no infrastructure to make – what's it called now? Is it Mercedes-Benz Stadium? What's the stadium now? Superdome? Whatever the Superdome is, whatever the branding is on it.
In New Orleans or Atlanta?
They had built out a section where they kind of created their own section of a space that you gather before, and they can do concerts there, and they just did the most with their space. You're right. That's what it is. Like, every place that's being built now, SoFi Stadium has its own. It's a giant entertainment center with restaurants. Yeah, they want to build. It's not just a stadium. Now it's an infrastructure it's an ecosystem around the area. Now, some, like in the flats in Cleveland, it's built into it. They build into an area. But most of them are. You may not be used to it here in Houston because NRG Stadium does not have that at all.
Well, and it was like I was in some communist nation yesterday because we went to the bar early and the Arsenal game was on.
Is that communist?
And well, there's all kinds of Arsenal fans here.
England is not a communist
country.
Nation.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems
we
like
probably have more avowed communists in this country than England has.
Yeah, you talk.
Well, I just
they're more.
I don't know.
They head a little further.
They're playing Bayern Munich in Champions League, and you thought you saw communists everywhere.
Well, yeah. We also watched Real Madrid. We had two on these gigantic big screens. Had all this soccer going on.
I thought you were a Real Madrid fan.
I am a Real Madrid fan.
You sound like you're disappointed soccer was on the television.
No. It was fine. I just felt like.
What did you want to watch?
I just felt like, what happened to America? That's all I felt like. Well, they turned the Orioles-Red Sox game off to put that on the big
good.
TV.
One game's far more important.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
we do is couch every baseball game at this time of year. Well, it's early. Well, it's early for Orioles-Red Sox. Who cares? We got Champions League on.
Where are we? In Kuwait? What are we
Kuwait?
Doing?
Do you want to compare your time in Dallas at a sports bar to Kuwait? You don't think there's a little difference?
I don't know. You don't know.
You can't.
John's out here collecting the infinity.
You don't know how different it is. When was the last time you were in Kuwait?
When was the last time you were in Kuwait?
I don't know.
All right, then.
Okay.
John out here collecting the infinity stone of beers. You are collecting different types of beers on this trip so far. Also, they went off your house hunting. What's the Diamond Club saying about Jose Abreu? Is John house hunting in Dallas?
No, John's not. It's art. That's all art. Art, shut up. Okay.
Sounds like Arthur and Spring was sitting behind Granado yesterday. I haven't heard from Arthur and Spring for a long time.
Apparently someone who hates the Granado name.
Hockey talk, neat stuff.
Mm-hmm. What you guys don't hear because it's off the air and John's in queue, you can hear the effects of all the nights out in Dallas right now. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
He puts on a performance on the air, obviously. He's got to do the job. But when he's off the air, it's a lot of, man.
Man.
None of that. None of that. Hitting him hard. Crap, Del.
No.
Del, again, lying about
things. You're enjoying yourself. And it was just fine. You're in Dallas hanging out with the boys, but you're enjoying yourself.
The
and you
boy.
Can tell, the boy. Well, the boy usually is in reference to his son.
Tell me that y'all have separate hotel rooms, or is Justin in a double bed in there somewhere?
Oh, no.
We are two hotels.
Oh, no.
We have three rooms. There's another guy here. Okay.
A thruple?
Oh, which, by the way.
Thruple?
One of us, well, it's Justin, he's got a driver, right? So, here's a little story. He got... I don't know if he complained to management about the noise in the room next door or something, but one dude knocked on his door and showed him his gun, and then he had to change rooms because he was afraid.
Hold on, what happened?
Yeah.
what do you mean knocked on his door and showed him his gun?
He thought it was hotel security. He opened it up and the dude said, "Did you complain about me in the noise?" And then he picked up his shirt. Oh, no, sir, I didn't complain about you. I never said a word. Bye. And then change rooms. So, yeah, that happened.
So a guy handled a potential complaint about him by
threatening to kill
weapon?
Justin?
What? Yeah.
That sounds like the world we live in.
Wow.
Yeah, that is the world we live in. Crazy. Crazy stuff going on.
Wow, showed him his gun. I thought this was going to end. And then Justin complained about the noise, and they put him in this penthouse suite upstairs.
No, that was it. Wasn't Justin? It was the other guy.
But
anyway,
the other guy. Wow, this story didn't go to the penthouse suite. It came to a scene like out of just any TV show where you lift up your shirt and show the gun scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
that escalated.
This is why I don't
hurry.
Do a lot of honking and acting like an idiot on the. Road.
Nope.
I let things go on the road. I don't care. I don't need to get shot. I got things I need to get done still.
All right, we're going to break it here. Ime Udoka, at some point we're going to hear from him, I promise. And right now, though, Lance, you got to talk about Allstate.
Allstate Windows and Siding. So there is I had a listener the other day ask about the phone number for Allstate Windows and Siding. And with Allstate Windows and Siding, the reason was he told me that he's had an issue with one of his windows he knew was leaky because the house had really moved during a really hot summer last year. What happens is when it gets really, really hot, like we have, and dry, that clay underneath your home begins to shift and harden and move around. And so the window frames are not as secure as they once were. You don't have the same ceiling, the sealage that you used to have. And so you start to have leaky windows. Well, in the summer, I mean, it's a disaster. Your air conditioning is getting out. The hot air is getting in. The dust gets in. has a big impact on your overall comfort. The humidity gets in. And what they want to do for you at Allstate Windows is make sure that you get new windows that are made right here in Texas for the Texas weather and for the Texas element. They will measure your windows, make sure that the windows are cut exactly to the specs of your window frames, make sure they're put in properly, never any glass breakage when they take the windows out. The installation is a very efficient but quick process, and they can improve your energy efficiency up to 40%, up to 40%. Just knock 40% off of your highest electric bill, and you start to see what a major difference it makes. It adds better safety to your home. It quiets, it makes the area more quiet when you have the double pane, double strength windows, and it just beautifies your home. Your home looks so much better with new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're going to give you a big discount right now. If you tell them that you're an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listener, you have to do that or you're going to pay the retail price. So make sure you tell them that Lance Zierlein sent you and take advantage of that price. They're also offering big discounts for complete siding jobs as well. So if you want to combine the two, they have financing available for you. Same as cash financing, no interest for, I don't know, you got to check and see how long the no interest is going for right now. But this is a chance to make your home look great, improve your energy efficiency. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell. We got Ime Udoka talking about the technicals. Okay, so Ime leads the world. We had, you know, technicals last night. We got technicals. We just get technicals. We get in fights. And Ime addressed the technical situation with his team.
I said, I don't mind it. You know, it's better than the alternative, which is, you know, kind of laying down and getting ran over. And so, you know, we've had quite a few lately. I think it took guys, you know, half a season or so to really get that identity of not respecting your opponent too much. And like I said, when guys have had some little losing they have over the last few years, we're trying to instill a little more fight, a little more aggressiveness, and bring in veterans and a certain coach that loves that stuff, and it's going to rub off on him. So, no, I don't mind it at all. Just got to be a little smarter, though. The Cam one is a tough one. It's probably just the fact that they got the double technical right before. You have to be smarter there. But I don't know if that warrants another technical rejection. It's just a problem.
There he is. I don't mind it at all. And he doesn't mind it.
It needs it's to be tougher. Controlled, though. Moving forward, you're going to have it controlled. But, yeah, it's fine. I liked it. Look, you have the goal right now should be to finish with a winning record this year. 43-41. Win out. I'm sorry. 42 and what are they? 38-40 right now? Or are they at
39-40?
Yeah, 39-40. The goal right now should be to finish 42-40. Winning record. Worst case scenario, 41-41. I like that they're still playing. I kind of question that coming off the road if they were still engaged, but it was nice to see them win yesterday. Fred VanVleet had the monster game with 37 points. You go 41-41, man, what a jump up that is. What a huge step up to finish 500 for this team. It's everything that you could ask for. And I think it is important to finish the season with some type of positive that you can hang your hat on after having, you know, being eliminated so swiftly in the playoffs after really making a legitimate run. So that's good. I want to see the boys finish well, but I'm very excited headed into next season. Very excited to see what they do in the offseason. Are they going to make moves? Are they going to be aggressive? Do they hold back and see what's going to go on? They've got the NBA draft. Do they package a player in their pick? You know, I think the Rockets are an intriguing team with a lot of the pieces in place that you're going to need to be a really good team. I don't think that they're far off from what the Texans are, although the Texans in their offseason – and this is the way it is with football. You can make jumps very quickly. Texans obviously took it, apparently, it appears as though they took it to another level. I'm not sure if the Rockets will be able to do that in 1 year, but you talk about phase three, John. Phase three is getting ready to be in effect, and that's where they start competing in the playoffs. And I expect that to happen next year. There's no reason that the Houston Rockets should not be a team on the rise next year and should be shooting for 45, 46 wins.
Yeah, no. Next year's a playoff year. I mean, and it would be better if it wasn't a play-in year. It was a playoff year. But you'll take anything. The drive down the stretch here was a lot of fun. You know, winning all those games. I don't care who they were playing. They were winning games and learning how to win on the road. And they were tough and they were fighting and they were, you know, I mean, that was just a lot of fun. It's been a lot more fun, a lot more fun this year than the last few years.
I want to whisper this, but it's on a mic, so I can't whisper. Really, since the Rockets have been eliminated, the Jalen Green we all know and didn't really love very much is back. If you look at the numbers in the month of April, really since the end of March, against that game in Dallas, or the home game against Dallas, he's at under 40% from the floor, 25% from three. That's over the course of now six games.
This is why I'm not overreactive on Jalen stuff. I can't because I've seen this before. Now, Craig Ackerman, who's with the team every year and has been for the last, you know, more than 3 years, but that's since Jalen's been there, he thinks Jalen turned a corner. So I respect what Craig Ackerman says. It's just that I mean, there is no time in over the last 3 years that you can point to sustained consistency for Jalen Green. And it's what will continue. I think it's great what he did. I think he flashes what he could be. But I just don't know that you go into year four and just say, okay, now this is the year. This is the year that he puts it all together for the whole year. I'm not, you know, I think there's a 50, I think it's a coin flip. I think the coin might speak next year. And I don't think I'm getting to the point where I don't think the Rockets trade.
The coin has spoken.
I think the Rockets are going to keep him. But I don't think you give him the big contract until you know exactly what you have. And Ime Udoka with a second year is going to know.
Yeah.
He is going to know. So, unfortunately, you'll get to a point where you may have to try to, I don't know. I don't know what you'll do with Jalen.
I can't trust Jalen with a $60 million deal. I just can't.
No.
The month of March is going to carry a lot of
water. So why is he $52 million a year? What did he hit to reach that?
It's just the salary cap going up and the fact that he's drafted top three.
Okay, so it's not he didn't have to reach the supermax.
Not all NBA stuff.
Plateaus. Like,
Alpi hasn't done any of that, and he could get 45. It's just the cap.
The cap going up, which is going
to
give him.
And the max. Like, the Rockets don't have to give either one of the max. They can get great deals and not have to be the max, but the maximum they could get is an annual average of 52 and 45 per year.
And I'm talking to myself kind of here. Why do I worry about what the number is, the money, if it doesn't preclude you from doing other things? In other words, the numbers on quarterbacks are going to keep going up, and it's alarming. But at the same time, if the salary cap is going up and it's the same percentage of the cap, we really shouldn't care that much.
I guess the only thing you can think of is perhaps – if you wanted to get off of them and go acquire different players, it may make it more difficult to make money work.
That's what's going to be the case. Is you almost have to trade big name player for big name player now that because the numbers are going to continue to spread, just like in Major League Baseball, just like in football. A running back will get $8 million and a quarterback will get $50 million. Like, that's kind of crazy. A starter at quarterback will make, you know, 6 to 7 times what a starting running back will make.
Well, to me, it's you can't handcuff yourself. I know it does matter giving somebody $52 million and he's not performing like a $52 million player. I mean, do you want to be in James Harden?
Harden was a performer though. Harden was a performer. He was a high-end performer. He was consistent. He was efficient. He was an all-pro. Jalen Green is not that. And I think that it really – the number doesn't matter if you can move him. If you can move the contract, though, does it matter?
Neither matters. Are you a championship team? That's what matters. You don't have to have a James Harden who's a great, great player but can't win a championship. You can win – I want winners, and I got to find out whether or not Jalen. And you don't have much time left. This is a next year decision you got to make.
I would tell you that Jalen Green. You know, I still stand by the fact that having that extra year, moving Jalen Green this year, is the aggressive move. I know some fans would not be happy, but my reason has nothing to do with not liking Jalen or anything. It's just there's more value when there's still a year left under the contract. There's more value when you move a player. So I just think the move is dealing Jalen Green this year and probably your first-round pick along with it and getting whoever you think is the right fit for what you are going to do with Alperen Şengün, whether it's defensively, whether it's the three-point shooting, whatever it is that you prioritize, I think that may be the move.
Well, to me is, okay, so we've talked about this with Cam and with Jalen and with Alpi and with Amen and all of these guys. Man, where are you going to find somebody who you're going to play? It's still a team that didn't make the playoffs. This has got to be what you need. Maybe there's a big move that's got to be made. Is this a core that is going to win a championship? Does this look like a championship
team? Well, can you make that decision when they're all in their early 20s? Championship teams don't win in their 20s. Like the best players in the world.
You got a limited amount of time. That's what you get paid for.
That's fine.
Make the decisions.
No, that's fine to make the decision, but Anthony Edwards is probably the outlier. But you look at the best teams in the league, and even the Wolves are people question them. Jamal Murray was in his mid to late 20s. Jokic gets older. You don't win championships in your 20s. So I don't know if an NBA team operates with, well, can we win a title with this team when they're all in their early 20s? It generally doesn't happen that way. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been doing this for over half a decade now, and people are questioning when they can win it. They're still like 27 years old.
Yeah, you're right, but
old.
The difference is you got a decision to make on two big contracts.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, you have to make a decision. That's part of the game, but are you – you pushing away two guys and say they're not good enough to win when they're in their early 20s. Can you make that? Can you determine that right now?
No, but you may have to project it. It may just be the nature of the beast that you have to make a determination earlier than you like because you don't want to get stuck contractually or you want to get max value for one of the players you're going to trade. I promise you, what you would get back for Alperen Şengün would be incredible. Back for Alpi would be astronomical. You're starting over in the front court.
Whatever trade you make, whoever it's gonna, if it's gonna be the Jalen Truthers, every time he scores 30 points, the Alpi Truthers, every time you know he has a big game, it's going to come. It's going to just. But you have to make it okay, or you sign both of them. Sign both of them to a huge deal, and see whether or not that's a real. Championship quality combination.
And that's the favorite. The favorite is to sign both of them. Now, what the number ends up being, I don't know.
I'm not sure that's the favorite.
But I think that's the favorite. And then they can move from Jalen Green's contract or even Alperen's if they decide it's not. Because these guys do have talent. Like, it's not going to be a deadweight Chris Paul contract at the end of his year. Both of these guys are going to have value once they sign their contract. They're still very young. Very talented, very explosive. I would be shocked if Alperen Şengün is anyone that they would be considering trading.
It's hard to find
that kind of guy. I just don't see it.
No, we got to break it. QC Kinetics is what we got to talk about now.
QC Kinetics. So QC Kinetics, what they do is they specialize in helping people who deal with chronic pain. And the chronic pain for a lot of people are the hip and the knee. That's where knee replacements come in, hip replacements come in. But they also work with ankles, shoulders. I mean, if you have a joint that is riddled with pain and it's chronic pain, there's going to be inflammation. There's going to be loss of tissue. There's going to be damaged tissue. It turns into arthritis. But most people believe you start off with aspirin, then you go to a stronger pain pill, then you go to a steroid shot, then eventually you go to a stronger pain pill, then you work on getting a surgery, and then you have your downtime from work, your rehab. It's a huge pain in the butt. It really is, and it's not even the most effective because my friends over at QC Kinetics, this is the most effective. They take the body's healing power, concentrate it, put it back into the joint. It begins to restore damaged tissue, regenerate lost tissue. This is what professional athletes use to get away from that pain very, very quickly, get their mobility back, and get back on the field or the court or wherever they may be. That's what you have available to you now. 4 locations in Houston. Do what the professional athletes have been able to do for decades. Now it's available to you, and it works. QCKinetics.com, QCKinetics.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.